With fall approaching, local lawmakers will be crafting their budgets for the coming year. Several dozen Milwaukee County residents turned out Thursday for a town hall meeting on the 2015 budget. County Executive Chris Abley held the listening session at Zablocki Park on Milwaukee's south side. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, money for transit and for people with disabilities topped the list of requests. About 50 people packed into the Zablocki Park Pavilion, but only a handful spoke. Casper Green asked for more money in the budget to help senior citizens and people with disabilities. Green lives on the southern edge of the county in Franklin and says often he feels the area is ignored.
We need some services out there, too, that I don't think we're getting. We don't have one single bus that comes, county bus, that comes into Franklin. And I realize that there are other places that maybe needed a little bit more, but we would like to be considered out there once in a while.
Barbara Beckert also had transit on her mind. She's director of the Milwaukee Office of Disability Rights Wisconsin. She says she's concerned about proposed hikes in certain paratransit fares. Those are fees charged for a separate transportation service for elderly and disabled residents.
We want to ask you to please take a look at the increase that MCTS has put in for managed care organizations and individuals in IRIS. It's a very significant increase, increasing by $4 to $16.55 per ride. We think this is very problematic and hope that you will not approve that increase in fare.
Greenfield Mayor Michael Knightsky is more concerned about roads. He implored the county executive to put more money toward improvements.
Highway needs within the city are critical. In many ways, it's hampering economic development. Layton Avenue from Loomis to 27th Street, although it's recently been resurfaced by the DOT, needs to be reconstructed. It was built in 1966, and for the most part, nothing's changed on it since 1966.
The hearing lasted about an hour. Throughout it, County Executive Chris Abley thanked people for their comments, but made no promises about the budget. Later, he said people with disabilities will be given top consideration.
The most important things for me, the focus is services for the most needy and vulnerable. So you heard a lot of discussion about transit, about mental health, about aging. Those are all priorities. They have been. They will remain.
Abley says he's been faced with a budget deficit in each of the past 3 years because of an overwhelming amount of debt. Yet he believes the financial picture is improving compared to when he first took office in 2011.
So every year we're starting the budget process with, okay, how do we first get this hole addressed? And the hole, when I first got there, we had debt service of $112 million. It's down significantly. The structural deficit was predicted this year to be 86. It's 14. And that's still not good enough, but it's, you know, $70 million better than it was going to be a while ago.
Abley will present his budget to the county board in October. Supervisors are expected to pass their version in early November. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.